Genesis chapter 13, and then I'm going to go over to Genesis chapter 19. Very familiar scripture to anybody that's been in church or anybody that's been around or you just been listening. Amen. The story of Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah. We, most of us know the story. Most of us could probably tell the story. Amen. But I want to look at it just a little bit different today. And listening to the Bible, I love to listen to the Bible. And I was listening this week, and I was, Brother Ed, something was said in a verse that just caught my attention. Genesis chapter 13, when you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. And then we'll go over to Genesis chapter 19. Chapter 13, look in verse 10. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves one from another. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. Go to Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19, I'm going to start reading in verse 16. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hands of his two daughters, and the Lord being merciful unto them, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought him forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountains, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, Oh no, not so, my Lord. Behold now, if the servant hath found grace in thy sight, and that thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life, and I cannot escape unto the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold now, the city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. It is not a little one, and my soul shall live. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth, and Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you for the reading of your word, Lord. And I pray right now, Lord, your hand to be upon us, God. God, I pray, God, you would help us if we try to preach this. Get me out of the way. God, I pray, God, that each and every one under the sound of my voice, God, will hear what you want them to hear, God. God, I pray, God, they will hear from the Holy Spirit today. Speak to their hearts, God. Help them not to harden their heart today, God. And whatever's done, help us to lift up Jesus. Because if we lift up Jesus, everything else falls into place. I love you. Thank you for answering prayer. And each one that's here, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you go back and study this Bible, the Bible talks about how the Abraham or Abram at that time and Lot's cattle started kind of intermingling. Lot grew, Abram grew. So instead of having strife, Abram tells Lot, he said, You pick out which way you want to go, and I'll go the other way. And to keep from strife, and listen, you know, strife is everywhere. That's life, amen. And so to keep the peace, Abram said, "You choose whichever one you want to choose." And the Bible says that Lot chose what looked good. But the Bible says, and the scripture that really caught my attention this week as I was studying and reading this, and the Bible says that Lot pitched his tent toward Sodom. I want to preach a little while on Lot looking at Sodom. Lot's story is a warning to each and every one of us on the danger of compromise. Let me just go ahead. I'm going to say that one more time. Lot's story is a warning to each and every one of us on the danger of compromise. Amen. His steps towards Sodom show how small decisions can lead to big destruction. Amen. And we all make decisions every day of our life. We all make decisions. But the thing about it is, don't make decisions on strife. Don't make decisions in troubled times that you're going to regret later. Amen. So I want to just look at just a little while on Lot looking at Sodom. Number one, Lot looked towards Sodom. Verse 10 says, "And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld the plain of the Jordan. It was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the gardens of the Lord, the land of Egypt that camest unto Zoar." In other words, Greg, Lot looks towards Sodom, and the Bible said that it looked so good. It looked even like the garden of God, almost like the garden of Eden. Jackie, that's how it looked. And Lot's looking over there, and Lot looked at the dry, barren-looking land from Canaan, and that looked good over there. Let me go ahead and tell you something. A lot of times the problem we have is when thing catches our eyes. Everything that looks good ain't good, amen. Everything that seems good ain't good. The Bible talks about how Eve looked at the fruit, and the Bible says that she fell. King David looked at Bathsheba, and we know what happened there, amen. And we find in the book of Judges, they're coming into the promised land. The Bible talks about after the wall of Jericho fell in the battle of Jericho, Achan, he looked and he saw some silver coins and a goodly garment. And the Bible says that he took that. And then the next battle, the children of Israel lost. Let me go ahead and tell you something, folks. You better get your eyes on God. You better keep your eyes on God. You better keep your eyes on this right here. Don't worry about your feelings. Your feelings ain't going to matter to a hill of beans in eternity. You better worry about what thus saith the Word of God. The Bible is plain, the Bible is clear, and the Bible is true. We need to make sure we keep our eyes on what thus saith the Word of God. Just because it looks good, don't mean it is good. We find Lot looking towards Sodom. We find Lot leaning towards Sodom. Verse 11, "And Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves one from another. He ain't there, but he's on his way." Did you hear what I said? He's not in Sodom right yet, David, but he's on his way. He's leaning that way. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Lean not unto our own understanding." We got to lean into the understanding of God. Hey, it might look good, and I might want this, and I might want that, but understand something. Start leaning that way. Somebody, Preacher Mike Haynes was preaching one night. He said, "How many of y'all remember when Paul was preaching and the Bible said that Eutychus fell out the window?" Y'all remember that? The Bible talks about how y'all know why he fell out the window? Because he was leaning that way. Amen. Which way are you leaning this morning? Think about what I'm saying.
Come on.
Which way are you leaning this morning? He wasn't in Sodom right yet, but he was well on his way because he was leaning that way. Understand something, folks? We got to make up our mind. You need to make up your mind this morning what you're going to do in every situation. My pastor told me years ago, he said, if you'll go ahead and hammer down your convictions and get your convictions settled right now, when it comes up, you won't have to worry about it. When somebody comes up and says, "How about this?" "No, I don't do that." When somebody comes up, "How about let's go there?" "No, I don't go there." If you'll go ahead and mark your convictions right now and settle them right now, you won't have to worry about leaning because you'll stand straight every time. Lot looked. Lot leaned. I want you to notice something. Lot longed for Sodom. Verse 12, "Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent towards Sodom." In other words, he was looking that way. That looks better over there. That looks better than what I got here. You know, that's how most adulterous affairs start. You think it's better over there than what you got at home, which is a lie. Amen. I ain't got time to preach on this, but I tell you right now, if you'll start treating at home better, you won't have to worry about what's over yonder. Amen. He longed for Sodom. He longed for that. And if we're not careful, what we do in our life is we looking at what, yeah, we got troubled times. Yeah, hard times happen. Things start happening in our life. And we looking around at what we got right here. And over there looks a lot better. If I can just get over there, hey, all my bills will be paid. If I can just get over there, everything's going to be all right. If I can just get over there, that person over there is going to treat me a whole lot better than this person right here. Oh, no, they're not. You got to understand something. When you start pitching your tent towards Sodom and you start longing for Sodom, things start going downhill. Amen. He didn't set his tent looking back at Canaan. We know Canaan is always a type of heaven. Canaan land is always a type of glory land, amen. Canaan land is always a type where God's presence dwells. He didn't pitch his tent looking back that way. He pitched his tent looking that way. What you longing for this morning? What's going on in your life? As I was studying this, I got to think about this. You know, Samson longed for the women of the Philistines. The Bible, if you go back and study the book of Judges and talk about Samson, we understand the Bible tells us that Samson longed for the Philistine women. In other words, he told his mom and daddy, he said, listen, there's a beautiful Philistine woman over there. I want her to be my wife. His mom and dad done it their very best to talk to him. Said, son, can't you find any of the women of Israel? He said, no, that's what I want. And let me just go ahead and interject this. It was all about Samson. And see, the problem is with the most of us, it's all about me. I'm preaching better than y'all amening. I know it's hard to preach when the preacher's jumping all over you, but you can still smile a little bit. Amen. It's all about me. You know why most people fall into sin? It's all about me. You know why most people fall out of church? It's all about me. You know why most people get their feelings hurt? Because it's all about me. And when it's all about me, I start longing for other things. I get my mind off of what I need to have my mind on and understand. Samson, we know what happened with Samson. Samson was running with Delilah, and we know what happened. We know the story. We know what happens when you start longing for things that's not yours. It's all about Samson. You know, we miss God's best when we hesitate to move when God says move. You ever notice that? Now, the story is getting ready to change. See, it's one thing to look. It's one thing to lean. It's one thing to long for something. But let's look at what Lot lost after Sodom. Genesis chapter 19, verse 17. And it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad, he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape into the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Genesis chapter 19, verse 30 says, and Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, and he and his two daughters. He lost his home. He lost his wealth. Everything that he had was destroyed in Sodom. I'm telling you right now, when you start leaning and you start looking and you start longing, you can lose your home, you can lose your wealth, you can lose your health. I'm just telling you, sin destroys. Satan don't play around. You understand? Satan wants you to cross this little line right here, and then you get over here, and then Satan will draw a line somewhere else, and he wants you to cross that line. Then he'll draw a line somewhere else. He wants you to just keep going. Satan is not happy with you just missing church. Satan wants you completely out of church. Satan is not happy with you just getting slack. Satan wants you all the way out. Satan is not happy with you just getting sick. Satan wants you dead. Yeah, amen. Amen. You lose a lot when you decide to go to Sodom. You lose a lot. Sin will take everything you got. Amen. Don't look towards sin. We've heard it all of our life. Sin will take you further than you want to go. It'll cost you more than you want to pay. And it'll keep you a lot longer than you want to stay. We look at the prodigal son. The prodigal son, he looked, he longed, Greg, and he leaned that way. And next thing he knew, he was at the hog pen. Let me go ahead and tell you something. The road ain't that long from the house to the hog pen. Amen. The road ain't that long from Canaan land to Sodom. And it won't be that long till the fire of God starts falling. Lot lost it all. What have you lost? Now there is a little bit of good news. Lot left Sodom. The Bible tells us he left. The Bible says that you know what blows my mind about this, Clint? Stand up. Just stand right over here. Clint's going to be Lot for just a minute. The angels, y'all hear what I said? Melvin, angels come in and they say, listen, we're going to destroy all this. All this is going to be gone. You need to get your family. So Lot tries to go get his family, and the only one Lot can get to follow him is two daughters and his wife. He had other daughters, other family. They had no confidence in him. You know why they had no confidence in him? Because he'd been dwelling in Sodom. Amen. Hello. He'd been dwelling in Sodom. They had no confidence in him. And the angels are telling him, we're going to destroy everything. He said, you got to go. The angels are, no, you just be still. You got to go. I read this to you. The angel said, I can't destroy all this till you leave. Amen. You got to go. You know what Lot does? Nothing. The angels have to reach, take him by the hand, Gavin, and drag him out of the city. Thank you. What's it going to take? What's it going to take? I mean, the Lord is merciful. The Lord is gracious. And he gives us multiple time after time after time. He calls and we say no. He calls and he gave his only begotten son to die on a cross so that you and I don't have to die and go to hell. He gave his own. Jesus suffered the death like nobody else has suffered so that you, and he's telling, repent. You listen to me real good. There ain't going to be no angel come down and grab you by the hand. Amen. Them days is over. When Jesus died on that cross, Ronnie, that was it. Amen. What are you going to do? Lot left Sodom, but he left broken. He left empty, and he left scarred. See, that's what happened when we venture down into Sodom. God can bring you out. But you'll come out broken. You'll come out scarred. And if you ain't careful, you're liable to come out all alone. It's possible, listen, it's possible to be saved and lose everything in the process. I guarantee I can go through this room right now. I've been in church a long time. I can tell you multiple stories about people that finally got back in church where they needed to be and lost it all. He left Sodom. But Lot learned too late. Verse 26, but his wife looked back from behind him and she became a pillar of salt. Lot learned too late that the price of compromise leads to some harsh consequences. The price of compromise leads to some harsh consequences. I can go around this room right now. I ain't going to pick on nobody. But I can go around this room right now and handpick people. I can get them up here and stand behind this pulpit and they could tell you about the consequences of compromise. Amen. They can tell you about the consequences of compromise, what it means to put your hand to a bottle and compromise, what it means to put your hand to a drug and compromise, what it means to put your hand into sin and compromise, and what it will cost you. Pastor, are you mad with us? No. I'm just giving you the message that God laid on my heart this morning. Because it's a true message. It's a true message. Can you do please forgive me? I don't know what you're dealing with this morning. I don't. I have no clue. I've had them, I'll never forget, I've had several people over the years go out of the church and tell me, say, you've been at my house, ain't you? You've been looking in my window. But no, I ain't been at your house. I ain't been looking at your window. I don't know what any of y'all do at home. But I know somebody that does. He knows our hearts. He knows our minds. He knows everything about us. And God, give me this message today for somebody. God's trying to speak to somebody. Somebody's looking a little too hard. Somebody's leaning a little too hard. Somebody's longing a little too hard this morning. God sent me this morning to tell you it's time to straighten up. It's time to get it under the blood and get back to where we need to be. Because I'm just telling you, that trip to Sodom will destroy you. It will destroy you. If you would bow your heads with me.